This is the baptism of children document that I've handed out to everybody that has pursued membership in our church, letting them know that this is a practice that we intend to do here at Redeemer Baptist Church. So it says this: baptism of children. Below is a statement adopted by the elders of Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. in 2004 about the baptism of believing children. We, the elders of Capitol Hill Baptist Church, after prayerful searching of the scriptures and discussion, conclude that while scripture is quite clear that believers only are to be baptized, the age at which a believer is to be baptized is not directly addressed in scripture. We do not understand the simple imperative command to be baptized to settle the issue, nor do we understand the imperative to be baptized to forbid raising questions about the appropriateness of a baptismal candidate's maturity. We do understand that the consideration of an appropriate age for a believer to be baptized is a matter not of simple obedience on an issue clearly settled by Scripture, but rather is a matter of Christian wisdom and prudence on an issue not directly addressed by Scripture. Though the baptisms in the New Testament seem largely to have occurred soon after the initial conversion, all of the individuals we can read of are both adults and coming from a non-Christian context. Both of these factors would tend to lend credibility to a conversion. The credibility of the conversion is the prime consideration, with the effect upon the individual candidate and the church community being legitimate secondary concerns. We believe that the normal age of baptism should be when the credibility of one's conversion becomes naturally evident to the church community. This would normally be when the child has matured and is beginning to live more self-consciously as an individual, making their own choices, having left the God-given intended childlike dependence on their parents for the God-given intended mature wisdom, which marks one who has felt the tug of the world, the flesh, and the devil, but has decided, despite these allurements, to follow Christ. While it is difficult to set a certain number of years which are required for baptism, it is appropriate to consider the candidate's maturity. The kind of maturity that we feel it is wise to expect is the maturity which would allow that son or daughter to deal directly with the church as a whole and not fundamentally to be under their parents' authority. As they assume adult responsibilities, sometime in late high school, with driving, employment, non-Christian friends, voting, legality of marriage, then part of this, we would think, would be to declare publicly their allegiance to Christ by baptism. With the consent and encouragement of Christian parents who are members, we will carefully consider requests for baptism before a child has left the home, but would urge the parents to caution at this point. Of course, children can be converted. We pray that none of our children ever know any lengthy period of conscious rebellion against God. The question raised by baptism is the ability of others to be fairly confident of that conversion. The malleable nature of children, which changeableness God especially intends for the time when they are living as dependents in the home, being trained in all the basics of faith, life and faith, is a gift from God and is to be used to bring them to maturity. It should also give us caution in assuming the permanence of desires, dreams, affections, and decisions of children. Nevertheless, should the young person desire to pursue baptism and membership in the normal course set out by the church, we will examine them on a case-by-case basis with the involvement of the parents. In the event of young persons from non-Christian families coming to the church for an extended period of time, professing faith and giving evidence of the reality thereof, requests for baptism and membership would be considered without the involvement of the parents. While all the previous comments on the nature of immaturity still pertain, the fact that such a young person would be doing so despite indifference or even opposition from their parents would or could be an evidence for the reality of their conversion. Nothing in this statement should be construed as casting doubt about the legitimacy of the baptism of any among us, regardless of how young they were when they were baptized, because they have continued in the faith into their adult years. We assume the legitimacy of their initial profession made at baptism. The question we are concerned with is looking forward, not backward. To put it another way, we are raising the question about how many people have been baptized at this church in the past as younger people and children who went on to give no evidence of ever having been savingly converted and what damage was done to them and to the witness of the gospel through the church's premature baptism of them. It is our judgment that while there is some danger of discouragement on the part of those children who do give some good evidence of being converted and yet are not baptized and welcomed into communicant membership in the church, which is the only kind of membership our statement of faith teaches, which I believe there's only one form of membership in the New Testament as well, but through good teaching in the home and through the loving inclusion of families in the church as we currently do, that danger is small. There is, however, we believe, a greater danger of deception on the part of many who could be wrongly baptized at an age in which people are more liable to make decisions which are sincere but ill-founded and too often short-lived. Two other notes in conclusion. First, we realize that this issue is an issue of great emotion for some, and we in no way are trying to lead anyone to disobey their conscience on this matter. We simply are trying to inform and educate our consciences from the scriptural necessity of a credible profession of faith for baptism. Second, while it is not generally known among American evangelicals today, the practice of baptizing pre-teenage children is of recent development, largely early 20th century, and of limited geography, largely limited to the United States and places where American evangelicals have exercised great influence. Baptists in the past were known for waiting to baptize until the believers were adults. Baptistic Christians around the world are still much more cautious than modern American Christians, often waiting in Europe, Africa, and Asia to baptize until children are grown and are in their 20s. Just a few comments on this. As I've met with people, there's been a few folks that have said, well, there's a few places where it says that, you know, we will consider if carefully a request for baptism before a child has left the home. So you can see that at the third paragraph there on the first page, it says there, with the consent and encouragement of Christian parents who are members, we will carefully consider requests for baptism before a child has left the home. And then also down at the bottom of that paragraph, it says, should the young person desire to pursue baptism and membership in the normal course set out by the church, we will examine them on a case-by-case basis with the involvement of the parents. That's true, but that doesn't necessarily negate everything else that the article says. And it also does qualify it by saying before a child has left the home. And the position is encouraging waiting until adulthood. So you can see that in the middle of the first paragraph, maturity, adults, and coming from a non-Christian context, describing what we see in Scripture about those who are coming to be baptized. The second paragraph, we see that we're looking for those who have matured, that are self-consciously an individual, mature wisdom, maturity, the kind of maturity that we feel is wise to accept, is the maturity which would not which would allow a son or daughter to deal directly with the church, not fundamentally to be under the parents' authority. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't necessarily be in the home, but that they can stand on their own two feet as they engage with the church. And then also maturity we see there again in the middle of the third paragraph. And then you see there at the bottom that nevertheless, should the young person desire to pursue baptism and membership in the normal course set out by the church, well, the normal course set out by the church, as this statement says, is when they are assuming adult responsibilities and that they are mature, as this describes. And you can see on the next page, too, in the first paragraph there, you can see there that all the previous comments about the nature of immaturity still pertain. You can see in the second full paragraph on the second page there that looking for that type of maturity that normally you would see in adult years. It's a confirmation of that. Communicant membership in the church. And then at the bottom, too, you know, thinking about adults again, and even in the way that many Baptist churches around the world have practiced baptism. So this is just that statement. I know that some have read this and thought that there would be an exception for possibly children that were 10 and even younger or something like that. But I don't think that the actual document itself would actually allow for that exception. So that exception of when children are still in the home. And if a parent believes that a child is matured into the ability to make adult decisions, then that would be the time to go on those case-by-case basis to those requests for being baptized, okay? Just a little bit of clarification in regard to this.